So I'm on the dance floor at a club, and Susan is dancing in front of me. It's that formless kind of dancing. She's looking down and swaying back and forth with her shoulders pulled up to her ears like a little kid saying, "I don't know." And then she starts moving her arms like she's pulling Kleenexes out of her pockets and tossing them up in the air. She turns around and backs into me and puts my arms around her waist. She's still swaying, but now rubbing up against me too. And then she reaches back and puts her hand on my crotch. And this was my first internet date. In fact, it had only been 72 hours since I signed up for the service and nervously typed in my credit card number. Quite a fast return on my investment. At that moment, fresh out of a 5-year relationship, I was finally convinced that the internet was revolutionary. If a shy, nerdy guy like me could find a girl in 3 days without going to a book fair or a Star Trek convention or an NPR fundraiser and get felt up on a dance floor, then we truly were in a new age. I could not believe what technology had put in my hands, or, more precisely, in her hands. I had realized dating changed as soon as I went online 3 days before, typing in my search parameters, looking for women who shared my taste in music and movies and books. When the results came up, there were hundreds of women who met my criteria, and that was just within a 10-mile radius of my apartment. Hundreds. Pre-internet, I had met maybe 12 who had met my criteria in my whole life. See, I was never a guy who could pick up women, so dating was an extremely painstaking process. It usually involved a woman I knew as a coworker or friend of a friend, whom I would see for months or even years before mustering the courage to ask her out. But this was a new world. Now I had hundreds to choose from, and they all looked amazingly dateable. In fact, they seemed to be just waiting for a clever email from someone like me. I went crazy that first night online with a manic energy that I had previously associated only with crystal meth addicts. I spent about 4 hours going through all the matching profiles until my eyes were watering from looking at the